What kinds of routines do people follow at home? Most people have some form of daily structure and order that they adhere to while at home. I think the most common are cleaning routines, eating routines, and working routines. For instance, most people will have a routine to the cleaning they do around the house, whether they clean their kitchen and bathroom every week, or simply do a deep clean of the whole home once a month. Another example of a routine people follow at home is a person's meal schedule. Many people will have planned breakfast, lunch, and dinner times, with some people even planning what specific food they will have well in advance. Finally, with many people working from home nowadays, there are also those with tight work routines they follow at home. Do having routines at home make everyday life easier? I am of the opinion that following a schedule at home greatly simplifies day-to-day life. Without routines at home, it is easy to become overwhelmed by the sheer amount of decisions a person has to make on a day-to-day basis. When you have a present routine, these decisions are already made for you, and you can focus on the important things. With a routine, you do not have to think about when to shower, what to eat for lunch, at what time to take some exercise. The list could go on. This makes life far easier, as the mundane tasks are all decided, and a person can focus on their life goals and development. What's the advantages for young children to have a daily routine at school? I think there is a wealth of benefits that arise from young people adhering to the repeated structure of a school day. The main advantage is that it prepares children for the expectations of the adult world. Moreover, it teaches children discipline, time management, and planning skills. These are all skills that will be immensely advantageous to them throughout their lives. Furthermore, young children are not always the best at making decisions for themselves, so having a daily routine set by the school will keep them on the right track. Is it useful for older children to decide their own study routines? Personally, I think it can be beneficial for older children to determine their own study schedules. There comes a point in a person's life where they have to start taking responsibility for themselves and to start making their own decisions. If older children do not learn to decide for themselves their own study routines, then they will be a mess when they get to university and they are on their own. It is important for older children to learn this independence while they still have their family around to support them, rather than being forced to learn it too late after leaving home.